Okay, class, we're going to start with a podcast today that's on following directions. Now, maybe this sounds like just something your teachers would say to you, something that you wouldn't even listen to by the time they're done with the end of their sentence, something teachers say to you every day. Be careful, keep your hands to yourself, follow directions. This one today, I want to open up and give you a story that is true that happened to me recently. Then I'm going to talk to you about how you follow directions very briefly, and why. So we're going to talk about three things today: a story, how you follow directions, why you should follow directions. Our washer broke, and we went to Best Buy to get it replaced because the washer is only 1 year old and it's under warranty and it shouldn't break. It was not repairable. They were going to replace it. They asked us to please come in to the store and check out the details. Well, very long story short, on the telephone they told us they could pick up the old one, replace the new one, have it done very quickly. It wasn't going to be a big hassle. Well, we get there, and we were told very differently, that they were going to have to pick up the new washer, the old washer, next week, and that a new one would be delivered a month and a half from now. We said, we have four kids. You can't do this. So when I went to the store, I had brought the kids with me, and they were starting to get tired of the store and starting to get very whiny. Well, long story short, I had to finally go get the manager, the store manager, that is, because the manager of the furniture and appliance department was telling us something different than we had been told on the telephone, that we were going to have to wait a month to get our washer, blah, 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 blah. Well, my kids are screaming. We're there for a very long time. It's a very bad scene. And finally, the general manager goes to the appliance manager with some printed pages in his hands, and he says, they can have one within a few days, and it can be picked up at the same time. Here's how to do it on the computer. So he walks away, and the manager of the appliance department starts to try to work the computer so that we can get a washer and dryer, and he doesn't even look at the manual pages. He just starts guessing on the computer. Well, we are there for like 20 minutes, and my kids are screaming louder, and this guy's holding the manual in his hand with the pages open to it and not even looking at it. And I was thinking, whoa, this is kind of like my class. So I go get the manager again, and I said, your man is not even looking at the manual pages. He's not figuring out. The general manager comes over, and he's very upset at him, and he reads him the directions line by line, showing him the pictures. It had screen captures like my directions of what to do, and after each direction, the manager's going, oh. Well, long story short, after just about 5 or 6 minutes, we were in the computer to get a new washer and dryer. They were going to be able to pick up the old one at the same time, and everything was just fine. But he had to follow directions. He didn't. I said to the manager aside, I said, I'm going to be contacting your guys' boss. This is really not okay. And I teach this, and that if he were a 6th grader, a 7th grader, an 8th grader in my class, he would have gotten lunch detention. Well, long story short, I called back, actually, a week later after we did get the washer and dryer and everything was okay. And apparently that was the third time that that manager had been written up. So he was fired. He was let go from Best Buy for not reading the directions. But more importantly, not being able to take care of his customers and not being able to do his job. He had the manual in his hand, but he refused to follow directions. He just held them in his hands and tried to guess at what to do. Didn't work. Okay, so part two. How do you follow directions? You read the first direction, you try to follow it, and you follow the directions in order from 1 to 2 to 3. And if there is no number, you start at the beginning and you continue on in order. Now, that may seem very simple, but I've seen a lot of students try to just jump around, go to a direction in the middle, go to a direction in the end. It doesn't work that way. You've got to follow them in order. Most people who are successful with directions will read them 3 or 4 times. You have to go back and read them again. It's very normal. It's how you follow directions. So you follow directions by taking them in order, reading them 3 or 4 times. Part three, why is it important to follow directions? There's always a surprise detail that you think you know, but you're going to find out how to do. Now, most of us know how to deal with computers, printers, things, you know, appliances we get, blenders, whatever. But we'll get directions. Sometimes something new will be in there. Like, you might have to plug it in first. Or turn something, then plug it in. You need to read directions to find out the surprise that is the one small thing you think you know, but you don't know. Okay, thanks for listening to this podcast on following directions. And remember, it's one of the most important things you learn in my class, and we just heard about a real-life application of it. Follow directions. Thanks, kids.